From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to have you there by the radio on this Tuesday as we continue our study on why read the Bible. A simple question, a simple study, but one that's very practical and one that's very relevant. And I trust that as we open up the program today and I ask you, have you read your Bible yet today? That your answer will be, yes, I have, or I'm going to do it soon. Simply because of the fact that the Bible is that which you and I as Christians should read on a consistent basis. And yesterday we laid the foundation for that by looking at Psalm 1, verses 1, 2, and 3, and 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, where it tells us that when we are in the Word of God, we will be able to prosper in the will of God because the Word of God is inspired of God and equips the child of God to do what God would have them to do. And so you see, it's very important that we be in the Word of God. And so today, we're going to begin to look at several reasons why we should read the Bible. This is a very, very basic study. But it is a study that I believe that is very important as well, particularly in the day and age in which we live. Because we are seeing such a departure from biblical truth, not only out in the world around us, but even in the life of the church, the local church. Many local churches have gotten away from biblical truth. Why? Because many Christians in the local churches have gotten away from biblical truth. And unfortunately, we are living more of a self-centered life today than we are a Christ-centered life today because we are not spending time in the Word of God as we should. Now, that's my observation. You may disagree with me, and that's fine. But I've been in pastoral ministry for over 45 years, and I've observed the way that Christians have changed down through those years and the way churches have changed down through those years. And the fact of the matter is we've gotten away from the reading and the application of the Word of God in our lives. So we're going to look at this basic study this week. And the question is, why read the Bible? Well, the first reason why we should read the Bible is because by reading the Bible, we can learn about salvation. We should read the Bible to learn about salvation. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 15 says this, as the Apostle Paul is speaking to his son in the Lord, Timothy, but it is very applicable to you and to me right now. It says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And I just want to pause on that particular verse. And basically what Paul was saying to Timothy, continue to follow the biblical truth that you've been taught. And, you know, that's a message for today as well, is it not? We find that there are so many changes going on around us today, changes in the individual Christian life, changes in the church, and so many times those changes are leading us to a life that's closer to the world rather than closer to the Word of God. And everybody seems to want to change everything today. And I'm not necessarily against change. But when we change things that will take us away from basic biblical truth, beloved, then it's wrong. And I think that what we are seeing today is that a lot of the change that's going on, not just out in the world. We can expect it there. But a lot of the change that's going on in the church today is getting believers further and further and further away from biblical truth. And I'm not going to take the time to study that in any detail right now. But take a look at your own life. Have you allowed changes to come into your life? Have you allowed changes to come into your local church that are not biblically based? And if you have, I encourage you to get back to what the Bible says. WDTBS is something that I keep before me all of the time, and that is, what does the Bible say? Whether I am talking about my ministry here at the Way of Truth Ministries, or my ministry in the church that I pastor, or my own personal life, the question always is WDTBS. What does the Bible say? And we need to maintain that. And that's basically what Paul was saying to Timothy here when he says, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. In other words, follow the biblical tradition. Follow the biblical teaching and don't get away from it. But then he goes on in verse 15 and he says, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Now, I want to talk to those of you who've never yet trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. And I know that we have a vast audience here on the Living Truth program. There are many, many people listening. Probably most are saved because this program is only on Christian radio stations. But I also realize that a big percentage of the people that listen to Christian radio don't know the Lord. What about you? What about you? Have you trusted Christ as Savior? You might be saying, well, no, I haven't. I've thought about it. Or you might say, no, I haven't. I've never thought about it. Well, let me encourage you to begin to read your Bible. If you don't have a Bible, contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries. We would be delighted to get a Bible into your hand, no matter where you live. No matter where you live. And Jim O'Brien will be along in just a few minutes to give you our contact information. But when you read the Bible, you will find that the Bible says we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God, and that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. It's the Bible that shows you and me that we need to be saved, because it's the Holy Spirit who teaches us the Word of God and convicts us of our sin of unbelief. But all of that takes place through the reading of, the preaching of, the teaching of, the listening to the Word of God. And so, if you're not saved, I want to encourage you to read the Bible. You'll say, Pastor Gary, where should I start? I would encourage you to begin in the Gospel of John. Because in the Gospel of John, we find that Jesus Christ is portrayed as the way and the truth and the life. And there are so many passages in that gospel that speak concerning salvation. Because you see, it's the Word of God that brings us nigh unto salvation. It's the Word of God that makes us wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And so, everyone under the sound of my voice needs to read the Word of God to learn about salvation. And let me say this to those of you who know the Lord. You know, it could be that you have a family member or a friend or a relative that you've been trying to lead to Jesus Christ. And you've been doing that for years and years and years. You've been praying for them. And when you get together to talk with them, you just talk to them about their salvation. And that's good. You might even share your testimony with them, and that is excellent. But faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Word of God teaches that in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. Listen to that. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. In other words, salvation comes by hearing and receiving and applying the Word of God to our lives. And so, if you've been praying for the salvation of somebody in your family, in your friendship circle, get them to read the Scripture. Read the Word of God to them, because you can share your testimony, you can tell them about the Lord, but it's through hearing the Word of God that they realize that they are sinners, and that Jesus Christ is the Savior, and that through trusting Jesus Christ as Savior, they can have the forgiveness of sins. They need to read it out of the pages of the Scripture. And by the way, if you are witnessing to somebody and you just have a short time to talk to them about the Lord, make certain that you've got some Scriptures available. Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23, Romans 10:13. Those are some passages of Scripture that I've used down through the years in sharing with people if I just had a couple of minutes to talk to them. But you see, it's giving them the Word of God, and it's the Word of God that brings people to faith in Jesus Christ. So the Word of God needs to be read in order to teach about or to learn about salvation. And by the way, let me say that if you've just recently trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, I would encourage you to spend some time in the book of 1 John, because that is a tremendous book that deals with the assurance of the believer. Well, our time is up for today, but the Lord willing, tomorrow we'll continue our study in Why Read the Bible. I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.